ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाया। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 30, द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द प्रचेतास, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 8 थ्रू 20। God instructs the Prachetas. The Supreme Personality of Godhead spoke. My dear sons of the King, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. And I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. So now you may ask a benediction of me. Those who remember you every evening of the day will become friendly with their brothers and with all other living entities. Those who will offer me the prayers composed by Lord Shiva, both in the morning and in the evening, will be given benedictions by me. And in this way, they can both fulfill their desires as well as attain good intelligence. Because you have with pleasure accepted within your hearts the orders of your Father and have executed those orders very faithfully, your attractive qualities will be celebrated all over the world. And you will have a nice son who will be in no way inferior to Lord Brahma. Consequently, he will be very famous all over the universe, and the sons and grandsons generated by him will fill the three worlds. O sons of King Prachina Mahishat, the heavenly society girl named Pramlocha kept the lotus-eyed daughter of Kandu in the care of the forest trees. Then she went back to the heavenly planet. This daughter was born by the coupling of the apsara named Pramlocha with the sage Kandu. Thereafter the child, who was left to the care of the trees, began crying in hunger. So at that time the king of the forest, namely the king of the moon planet, out of compassion, placed his finger, which poured forth nectar, within the mouth of the child. Thus the child was raised by the mercy of the king of the moon. Now, since all of you are very much obedient to my orders, I ask you to immediately marry that girl who was so well qualified with beauty and qualities. And according to the order of your father, create progeny through her. You brothers are all of the same nature, being devotees and obedient sons of your father. Similarly, that girl is also of the same type and is dedicated to all of you. Thus, both the girl and you sons of Prachina Mahishat are on the same platform, being united on a common principle. My dear princes, by my mercy, you may enjoy all the facilities of this world as well as the heavenly world. Indeed, you can enjoy all of them without hindrance and with full strength for 1,000,000 celestial years. And thereafter you will develop unadulterated devotional service unto me and be freed from all material contamination. At that time, being completely unattached to material enjoyment in the so-called heavenly planets, as well as in hellish planets, you will return home, back to Godhead. Those who are engaged in auspicious activities through devotional service certainly understand that the ultimate enjoyer or beneficiary of all activities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, when one acts, he or she offers the results to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. And even though such a person may be participating in family life, still one is not affected by the results of his or her actions. Always engaging in the activities of devotional service, devotees feel ever increasingly fresh and new in all of their activities. The All-Knower, the Supersoul, within the heart of the devotee, makes everything increasingly fresh. This is known as the Brahman position by advocates of the Absolute Truth. In such a liberated state, known as Brahma Bhuta, one is never bewildered, nor does one lament, nor does one become unnecessarily jubilant. This is due to the Brahma Bhuta situation. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. Since the sons of King Prachina Barhishat were all united in Krishna consciousness, the Lord was very pleased with them. Each and every one of the sons of King Prachina Barhishat was an individual soul, but they were united in offering transcendental service to the Lord. The unity of the individual souls attempting to satisfy the Supreme Lord or rendering service to the Lord is real unity. In the material world, such unity is not possible. Even though people may officially unite, they all have different interests. For instance, in the United Nations, All the nations have their particular national ambitions, and consequently, they cannot be united. Disunity between individual souls is so strong within this material world that even in a society of Krishna consciousness, the members sometimes appear disunited due to their having different opinions and leaning toward material things. But actually in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be two opinions, for there is only one goal, and that is to serve Krishna to one's best ability. So if there is some disagreement over service, such disagreement should be taken as spiritual. Those who are actually engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be disunited in any circumstance. This makes the Supreme Personality of Godhead very happy and willing to award all kinds of benediction to his devotees, as indicated here in this current episode. We can see that the Lord is immediately prepared to award all benedictions to the princes, the sons of King Prachinabarhishat. Good intelligence means going back home, back to Godhead. And this is confirmed by Krishna in chapter 10 of Bhagavad Gita. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship Krishna with love, Krishna gives the understanding by which they can come to Krishna. One who offers prayers to the Lord in order to fulfill his or her different desires must know that the highest perfectional fulfillment of desire is to go back home, back to Godhead. In this section, it is indicated that those who remember the activities of the Prachetas, or the sons of King Prachinabarhishat, will be delivered and blessed. So what to speak of the sons of King Prachinabarhishat, who are directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is the way of the Parampara system. So if we follow the Acharyas, then we attain the same benefit as our predecessors. For instance, if one follows the decisions of Arjuna, then he or she should be considered to be directly hearing Bhagavad Gita from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For there is no difference between hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from the Supreme Lord and following a personality like Arjuna, who formerly heard Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna. Sometimes foolish people argue that since Krishna is not present at the moment, then one cannot take directions from Krishna. Such foolish people do not know that there is no difference between directly hearing Bhagavad Gita and reading it, as long as one accepts Bhagavad Gita as it is, spoken by Krishna. However, if one wants to understand Bhagavad Gita by one's own imperfect interpretations, then one cannot possibly understand the mysteries of Bhagavad Gita, even though one may be a great scholar according to mundane estimation. Since every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has small independence. Sometimes unintelligent men ask why one is put into a miserable condition, even though everyone is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the answer is that because of one's minute independence, the living entity can either obey or disobey the orders of the Supreme Lord. If one obeys the Supreme Lord's orders, then one becomes happy. And if one does not obey, then he or she becomes unhappy. Therefore, the living entity creates one's own happiness or unhappiness, and the Supreme Lord does not enforce these upon anyone. The Supreme Lord praised the Prachetas because they all faithfully obeyed the orders of their father. The Lord therefore blessed the sons of King Prachina Barhishat because they obeyed their father's orders. Recorded December 7, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Namasye Purushang Twadyam Ishwarang Prakriti Param Alakshyang Sarva Bhutanam Antarbahir Avastitam Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nanda Nayacha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Nama Pankaja Malini Nama Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankaja Angraye Namo Kinchana Vittaya Nivritta Guna Vrittaye Atma Ramaya Chantaya Kaivalya Pataye Namaha. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jayadvaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.